Hi, you just made the right choice to listen to the Kingdom Move podcast with Pastor Roderick Ejekum. We hope you're inspired even as you make time to listen to this message.
Right, so we're going to talk on the vision. Which one's the vision? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, vision. Amen. I want to take it from some place B. Then hopefully we see where the Holy Spirit will lead us. Amen. And so, Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Shall we read? Let's say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Next verse. He makes me to, he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You see how beautiful it is? The Lord is my shepherd. He's writing a good and a nice story, right? And David is writing about God's walk with him. And now the Lord is leading. And the Lord is leading to the quiet places, quiet, you know, things are not, he's managing his life. His life looks good. And obviously, from the verse 1 to about the verse 3, it looks like it's a good thing, right? It's a good story, it's a good story, it's nice. He restores my soul, guides me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Then the four, shall we go? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, one thing you have to understand is that the experience of living has a lot of stuff in it. Are you guys aware? The experience of living has a lot of stuff. There are the high moments and the low moments. There are the great moments and not so great moments. There are the moments that we celebrate and jubilate, we want to tell everybody about it, and there are moments where we wish nobody would know. And I want you to understand that this is the story of one who the Lord is. Now, what's a valley? A valley is a low place surrounded by either hills or mountains. It's low. And David says, even though I walk through the valley, of the shadow of death, the valley of the shadows of death. It means that there's darkness that has surrounded him. There are moments that as believers we go through valleys and there tends to be shadows around us. Hey. As some of us, sometimes even as a child, when you're growing up, sometimes you can grow up enjoying life. Everything's okay. They take care of everything for you, right? The parents go through. They buy everything for you. Everything seems okay. As a mother, you don't have to pray and ask for anything. Then there comes a time where you start going to the valley. You start going to what? The valleys. But I said valley is what? It's a low place. And it says the valleys of the shadows, darkness is around. Are you in a house? Yeah. Have you ever been to a valley before? Hallelujah. A lot of times, man. Sometimes a lot of times. Yeah. We go through valleys. It's now the key thing here is that it said, even though I walk through, one of the key things I want to do, even though I walk through It means that the valley is not his destination. The valley is not his destination. It means the valley is not his purported place. It's not the vision he has, the ultimate vision for his life. He's going through somewhere. There's something that is set on his eyes and is going. Am I making some sense? So tell everybody, you are going through your valley. You are going through. No, I can't. Tell everybody, you are going through it. It's not your destination. It's not your words, your destination. Always remember that we go through. We go through. I like a song by Ron Kennedy yesterday. It said, if you catch hell, don't hold it. If you're going through hell, don't stop. If you catch hell, don't hold it. If you're going through hell, don't stop. Hey, tell about if you're going through hell, don't stop. Tell about if you're going through hell, don't stop. Then he continued and said, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, hey, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Are you in the house? But since it says, if I go through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For what? You are with me. Give me another translation. The Lord is with me. It's not translated as me. Doesn't use you are with me. How does it say? Okay. For thou art with me, in reference, he's talking about the Lord, because from the beginning he said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. So he's saying that I will not fear evil, I will not fear the shadows, because you are with me. Who is the one that is with me? The Bible says that the Lord is the light of the world. The Lord is what? The Lord that is with him is the light of the world. In darkness, nobody will fear once you can see any glimmer of light. Hey, has it ever happened in your house where the power had gone out, the whole place is dark, and then you see some light? What happens to you? All of a sudden, you start moving towards the light. Hey, are you in the house? Once you can see the light, what is darkness? The Bible even says that the darkness has never been able to overcome the light. So in darkness, the issue is not that you are in darkness. The issue is whether your light is with you. It's whether your light is with you. So in this world, even though we go through dark valley shadows, the question is your light with you? But I know for those of you that are seated there, the light is with you, because the light is the Lord Jesus. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? The light is what? I can't hear. The light is what? The Lord Jesus. Shake your name and say, the light is the Lord Jesus. Hey, are you in the house? Yeah. The light is the Lord Jesus. There's a lady by the name Amy Joseph said something. Said the beauty of our humanity is still evident, but ugliness abounds. The beauty of our humanity is still evident, but ugliness abounds. And I feel like sometimes part of the reason why we are not living the life sometimes God has called us is because we assume the work or living must be. Or the best of life, let me put that way, is the one without ugliness, without the shadows, without darkness. Hey, I want to make some sense, somebody. Tell everybody, we are going somewhere. Shake your neighbor and say, we are going somewhere. Amen. So the issue is not the dark, it's whether your light is with you. And he said, I will not fear because the Lord is with me, because thou art with me. The light of the world is with me. Jesus said that I am the light of the world, and who believes in him, whoever follows me, will never walk in darkness. John 8:12. Will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Will have what? The light of life. Will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Light brings life. Light brings what? Life. Light brings life. Light brings life. And how does life, how does light do so? For the eye, it needs light to see. The eyes needs light. The eyes are useless without light. Hey. So sometimes when you go, maybe somebody is not seeing very well, somebody will tell you it's the eye is not able to take light, or it's not able to manage light. Are you with me? The eyes have to have the ability to manage light. Once it's able to manage light, it's able to see. Hey. So light gives life, because light brings vision to the eyes. It brings vision to the eyes. And once a man has vision, that man has life. Once a man has vision, what? That man has what? Hey. Am I talking to somebody else? Once a man has vision. Now, for us who the light we are making reference to is Jesus, what we are saying is that once, no matter the valleys that we find ourselves, or the shadows we find ourselves, wherever we find ourselves, we don't care. Once the light which is Jesus is by our side, Jesus is going to cause light to enter into our sight, that we will see that which will bring life to us. Hey, am I making some sense? Once, for those of us who believe in Jesus, saying again, who have Jesus with us, it doesn't matter the darkness where you find. Because once the eye can see the light, it means, or it can receive light, it means there's a vision coming. All of a sudden, you see in the dark, your eyes are all of a sudden. All you need is just one light. Hey, am I making some sense? So, if you are in the valleys and the shadow and are screaming and say, I'm dying, something's about to kill me, it's because your light is not with you. Or either your light is not with you, or two, you are not allowing your light to bring vision to your sight. You're not allowing your eyes to be, maybe you've covered your eyes or something. But once you allow the light of Christ to come in, he will give you vision. In other words, there is no situation which is hopeless for a believer. There is no situation which is hopeless to a believer. No believer should be able to come and say, this matter, it is hopeless. No. There is no. Then you are not a believer. It's two, three things. One, you are not a believer. If you are a believer, you have closed your eyes. Hey. Am I making some sense? Yeah. But if your light, the light of life is with you, oh my God, you will bring life within death situations. Have you guys forgotten our Bible says he walked into a dead to the tomb and says, bring him out. And he called the dead out. He called Lazarus out. So what is that about your life that God can give life? Shake the one next to you and say, what is that about your life that God can bring life out of it? Sometimes you hear believers talk about relationships that have gone sour, and the way they describe it, relationships that have gone, the way they describe it, I finished. No, it's the way you are choosing to see it. It's the way you're choosing to see it. Remember, your sight is everything. Do you know that? Sight is everything. Or in other words, your vision is everything. Your vision is everything. hey, your vision is what? It's everything. It's everything. That's what the Bible says, that without vision, people end up perishing. That's what the Bible says. Without vision. Oh, you don't know it's in the Bible. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's there, it's there, it's there. Oh, I can't hear you, neighbor. Are you aware it is there? Proverbs 29:18. Give me the King James version. Or NKJV. Where there's no vision, that's fine. The people what? And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. That nobody walks in what? In darkness. Once he's there, his light will bring what? Life. And the scripture says, where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy. Easy. He that keepeth the law, happy. Easy. So, if I stop the message right now, are you okay? No, it's still like, okay, I guess I'm not there yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, are you with me? Yeah. So what am I saying? No believer who has Jesus should have a life. Oh, should have what? I won't say should have a perishing life, but should perish. In other words, you can't have a life without dreams, hope. Your life has got to be good. So, I'm making some sense, somebody. Yeah. Your life, it's automatic. Because... Are we in the house? Still working out. Sometimes you want to say the same thing, but you want to say it from different perspectives so that people can get what you're just trying to say. This issue about vision and preaching with a couple of times. So I just want to come from a different place. Now, you see, my eyes tend to appreciate images based on how far off the allowing of light in and out. So things that are in the dark, it means that there's not much light coming from there. So I'm not able to appreciate and see him. I can see so clearly things that are here. So in other words, for a believer, once you allow Christ into your life, you should be able to see life the way God wants you to see. You should, as over, you should be able to have a high appreciation of life. You must have a high appreciation of life. Now, we can understand and appreciate this life from the very beginning, the beginning of our offering. When you read Genesis, Genesis makes us understand that God made everything so beautiful and so perfect. It means that God's idea of life is beauty, perfect, order. What are those things? What do we find in Genesis? Beauty, order, excellence. That's it. Everything was in order. As long as there was no stress. Oh, am I making some sense, somebody? Yeah. God's idea is that there's no stress. Simple touch shouldn't stress you till your BP is going up. Am I making some sense? Yeah, simple touch shouldn't stress you till your BP is up and all. That was all from the beginning. That's what God looked at. That's the life God created, and that's where God put man. Hallelujah. And remember, I've also said a couple of times that look, Jesus came to restore us back into dominion, back into Genesis. In a sense, back into that place where God's agenda and God's will is perfect. So I'm saying that once you have Jesus in your life, you have to see life the way God sees. Because it's the light entering, giving, allowing images to be seen. He's the light that is entering, not much enter into your eyes. So allow images to be seen. We're not talking about your eyes, I'm talking about the eyes of your heart. In other words, you know, years ago, I always said that my life started shifting and changing when Christ started becoming prominent in my life. All of a sudden, first and foremost, that must stand up. First and foremost, in a sense, vision, God will give you, is a vision, a proper vision about yourself. And the first place God will always start with is purpose. God will show you that you are not random. It's the first thing that the light of Christ when he enters will show you. That's what the Bible said, that we are born of God. It means that to be born means to be deliberate. Hey, that doesn't make any sense. Intentional. We are born of God. We are not random. There's intentionality to our birth. Once you allow Christ, the light, into your life, that's the first vision he will give you. A sense of purpose. 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 God speaks to Jeremiah and says, when even you were good, you didn't have the capacity to think about anything I've thought about you. In a sense, that's what he said when he said, yeah, when you're just a clot of blood in your body, what kind of clot of blood thing? Can you worry about anything? Can he decide on anything by himself? But God said that before you were born, I had thought about you. It means I predetermined your purpose. That's what I tell you, that look, purpose starts first before we finish one. That's actually the way it works. So you cannot be here without purpose. Actually, because of that purpose, who goes about buying tools without a use for them? Nobody does that. Nobody buys a tool and says, okay, maybe I'll need a hammer to something to do something. So that's no, literally, we already have something in mind we're going to do with it. As of that, even determines the type of tool we get. So, right from the summer house. Hallelujah. So, before anything, your purpose was the first thing that was established. So, when you see a believer, say, I don't know where I'm going. And anybody that doesn't achieve much is because, first of all, you don't know why they are created. Why they were created? Hey. You don't know why they were created, so they are following everybody that is wherever they are going. I am left, you are left. They are going right, so he's also going. So, hey, I'm making some sense, somebody. Yeah, the first vision, the light of Christ shows me this purpose. So, the purpose. Shake your neighbor and say, purpose, take your purpose. Okay, let me drill in home a bit. How many of you remember when Jesus was about going about trying to start his ministry? Then, what's his name? Is it Nathaniel? Nathaniel King. And Jesus said, well, when you were. After the trip, my eyes were on. Before you came, I already have seen you. What are you talking about? You are not now coming to tell me what you can do for me. I already have chosen you from under the tree. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's purpose, there's purpose, there's purpose, there's purpose. You have to live your life from that vision that, hey, I am a person of purpose. God has already predetermined what my life is about. As well, but that is why I am gifted the way I'm gifted. So like the exercise you guys are doing, you're doing, is to bring out of you a discovery of what God has already placed inside of you. I like the way Paul says that oftentimes when we talk about purpose, people always want to go outside of themselves. But he says, no, everything God is going to give you, God has put inside of you, it's not outside of you. Whatsoever you are becoming, they are all inside. They're not outside. They're all inside. That's one of the most dangerous things. Are you in the house? And sometimes the most unfortunate, one of the most unfortunate things with Africans is that Africans are only shy. Because we equate shyness to humility. Hey, when a person is shy, say he's humble. And when a person is confident, he says he's proud. But oftentimes, people are confident in what they possess or what they see as valuable to them. Am I making some sense, somebody? That's why we have to do very well to discover what it is. Let's not hide under Christianity and say, oh, we are being humble, and then not discover your gift. When a kid is great room, they say, come and do. He say, oh, I'm what's that? What animal is that? Shake your head and say, what animal is that? God has already put it inside of you. Jose doesn't go write your lines. When what she came to do, she didn't go write it down. she didn't go write it down. She's just being herself. It's already inside. That's the way you are. Once she recognizes it, even if she smiles, recognizes everything where she does me. And she calls people to eat out of her hand. Yeah. Oh, I'm not making some sense, somebody. Yeah. The shyness. We'd love to stop that behavior. We'd love to stop that. It has become a matter of that. It's not the best. Hey, I'm not making some sense. If you can do something, you realize you can do something, go try it out. Try it out again. Because God determined that before He created you. He determined those things before He created you. I'm going to create somebody who has not discovered. And because of that, just be smart, like, just be guided, and then God put everything together. That's how you do. So, ladies, isn't that how you cook? Yeah. I'm going to cook for this, my husband, and make sure that my husband gives you everything I want. Okay? Based on that, your food has to be very nice. So, where there's not supposed to be sweet, you put sweet there. You add sugar here. So, what's the pie? It's nice. Secret ingredient, sugar. I'm telling you, it's based on the result they're looking for. That's to determine the ingredient. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? Shake the one next to you and say, neighbor, God has created you. Tell the person, you need to have a clear vision for your life. Tell the person, a clear vision. A clear what? A clear vision. And I said, one of the first things, if the light of life is with you, that Jesus, is to give you vision. It's a vision about your life. It's the first thing you must get is your purpose. Or a sense of purpose. A sense of purpose. But today, nobody here, the reason you are listening to me now, should ever go see someone and say, I don't have purpose. Nobody. So you can see what you should never be about to say that. You need to be life. Or be on purpose. You need to be whipped. Everybody got a purpose. And not just you. Once you know you have purpose, it means that everything you want to do is yourself. You see, the sense of purpose will even dictate how you think. Because you know that everybody you have purpose, they also have. Even if it happens that they don't even understand or know what their purpose is about, you know that people who have purpose. It will even detect how you treat people that God allow into your space, because you know that they must be in my space by purpose.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to this message. Now you can get interactive with Pastor Roderick Ejikum on his social media handles. On Facebook, it's Roderick Ejikum. Instagram, Roderick Ejikum. And on Twitter, at Roderick Ejikum. You could also get interactive with Christ for Youth International. On Facebook, it's Christ for Youth International. Instagram is at ConnectCYI. And on Twitter, at ConnectCYI. This has been the Kingdom Move Podcast. Thank you and stay blessed.